بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما علمت من الجوارح مقلبين تعلمونهن مما علمكم الله فكلوا مما امسكن عليكم واذكروا اسم الله عليه واتقوا الله ان الله سريع الحساب. We are reading this ayat in which the Sahaba asked that which animals are halal for them. That previously the haram animals were mentioned, and now that which are the halal animals. And these were, this occasion of the revelation of this ayat was when those Sahaba questioned who used to do hunting. So with regard to hunting, they were asking. So the answer is also given here according to that. So the haram animals were mentioned, and here Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, that all the halal things which are from the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was almost everything which was halal, that was made halal for this ummah also. And also for the Jews, because of their sins, certain animals were made haram, which basically were not haram. But in this Sharia, all those were made halal again. So further now, with regard to the hunting, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا عَلَّمْتُ مِنَ الْجَوَارِحِ, or جُو سَدْحَوْ شِكَارِ جَانْوَرِ, and that animals that you have trained in order to hunt, that is the hunting dog, or the birds which are used for hunting, they were trained by you, and then it is permissible to eat the hunted animal of these hunting birds or the dog. Mukallibina shikar shikar rose mukallibina, that is those animals that have been given that training with regard to hunting. And that is, that this training is, that they must be trained in such a way, the hunting dog also, and the bird, that they will go, they will behave, they will act according to the instruction of the person who had trained them. That is, when they are told to go, they will go, and anywhere in between, they are called back, they will come back again. And this has to be achieved three times. Then it is said that animal now, the dog or the bird, is trained to hunt. So that was the first condition. The second condition is that the animals that they hunt, they don't eat of those animals themselves at all. And they bring it and they give it to the master who had sent them. And the third is that when they are sent, Bismillah is recited. With those three conditions now, if they go and they hunt, then they bring the animals, they will be halal to eat. The very important point here, Allah Ta'ala mentions, تُعَلِّمُونَهُنَّ مِمَّا عَلَّمَكُمُ اللَّهِ, کہ ان کو سکھاتے ہو اس میں جو اللہ نے تم کو سکھایا ہے. And you train them of that which Allah Ta'ala has taught you. From here we realize that all these things, this hunting birds, etc., and the achievements of going and acting according to the instructions of the owner, how he gives them instructions, they behave according to that, is all what Allah has taught. So even these mundane, dunyawi things, hunting things, that also Allah has taught mankind. Mankind did not know it himself, but Allah Ta'ala has taught him. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا أَمْسَكْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ, so khao usme jo pakar rakhe tumhare waste, so eat of that which they catch and they bring for you. That is what those three conditions, that they are trained properly and they act according to instructions, and they don't eat anything of that animal themselves. And thirdly, Bismillah was recited when they were sent. Wadhkurusma Allahi Ali, or Allah ka naam do us par, take the name of Allah when you send that animal. Wattaqullah, or darte raho Allah se, and keep on fearing Allah, that is, don't transgress the bounds. What is made halal for you, eat that. What is not halal, abstain from that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ بے شک اللہ جلد لینے والا ہے حساب. Undoubtedly, Allah Ta'ala is going to take to account very soon. So don't transgress, don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Keep within the limits, and all these instructions are given more in detail in the fiqh, jurisprudence of kitabs. Yeah, just briefly mention is made of it, but the whole details of it is given in the kitabs of fiqh. May Allah Ta'ala let us learn our deen and practice accordingly, inshallah.